studied on it. If you ask me what chapters I believe in this Bible we're in these days, say Romans 1, 2 Timothy 3, Revelation 3. And what I see that happened in Rome is the same thing that's happening in America tonight. I want to read some scripture and say a few things. If you look in Romans chapter 1 tonight, well, we'll start reading in verse number 20, Romans chapter 1. The Bible said, "For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God." And look at the next three words. "Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God to the image made like to corruptible man, and the birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen." When a nation forgets God and a nation don't recognize the God of heaven as their deity and their God, then there's a great breakdown. These verses here reveal the degenerate heart of man. That when man puts himself above God, that's all humanism is to me, dethroning God on the human heart. They kicked into idolatry and a lot of sensuality and unnatural things that was going on in them days. But it says, neither were they thankful. And when they became in this process of degeneracy and getting worse and worse, then it kicked in to reprobation. And we see that in the verses 26 to really 32. The terrible sin of ingratitude turns men to murmur and be discontent. Or can I say ingratitude comes from a discontent heart? Paul said in the last days, one prevalent sin that would be on the scene would be unthankful. That's what he said. I want you to put it to the test tonight in your own life. Put it to the test when you wake up in the morning and say, by the help of God, my lips won't murmur none today. I won't be unthankful for anything. I'll be thankful for all things. Put it to the test. You put it to the test and you'll see how short you fall in what I'm talking about. I determined in my heart this week, I thought, God, am I unthankful? And I got to thinking about them 10 lepers that Jesus cleansed them all. And only 1 out of 10 returned and bowed before the Lord, giving Him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. He was a stranger. And Jesus said, "Where there not 10 cleansed, where's the 9? And I said, "Lord, where am I at?" So I put myself to the test. I thought, I've got to thank God for everything. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What long I found myself murmuring. And when I did, I caught myself in my heart and I said, wait a minute, I'm supposed to live a thankful life to God and rest in God.
Yeah.
Amen. I believe a lot of times when we look at these scriptures here, we think about people that's living in sin, and surely these are people that were degenerate and increasing more and more in sinful practices. They were in idolatry. And he even mentioned it here. He said they made like to corruptible man images made. They changed their view. There was philosophers in that day that actually knew that there was one God, but they would never reveal that or say anything about it because of my friend, their darkened heart and their idolatry. And it just progressed to the fact that they didn't acknowledge God no more as being God. And then it progressed to the fact they weren't thankful to God. And then they, my friend, was idolaters, and they worshiped the things that men made with their own hands. They were known for statues and paintings and anything they could make to make a god out of it and worship it and make much of it. Is that not the day we're in? We make more, thank God, of what man does and what God does, and dare not say nothing about God or Jesus Christ, about the glory of God and the blessings of God. We're more concerned in this day about glorifying man that's made of flesh, my friend, that don't have no glory apart from God, because God is man's glory. He's crowned him, thank God. Amen. He crowned our Lord with glory and honor. And because our Lord lives in us, thank God, there'll be some glory in your life, but it won't be to glorify you. It'll be because God's in you. Amen. That's right. Amen.
Amen.
You can't go many places and say the Lord Jesus Christ no more.
No.
I've got a letter from a fellow that's in, he's in rehabilitation. He wrote me this week. He said, preacher, I left prison and I went to church 4 times a week there. And he said, I'm now in rehabilitation. And he said, if I name the name of Jesus or make reference to the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, they'll add 6 months on to it. You cannot say his name. How are they going to have any deliverance apart from him?
That's right.
You know why? What I'm preaching tonight?
Yeah.
Neither were thankful.
Yeah.
You know, if you take the scriptures tonight, and boys, I'm telling you, the greatest example we could ever have is Jesus. Bible said in John 6:11, Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples. Amen. He gave thanks before he ever done it. Paul gave thanks. Amen. I mean, it's all through the scripture. We need to give thanks. I think it's a bad testimony when we even sit down to meal and we don't bow our head and give thanks. I believe we ought to thank God for everything. I believe we could have all time meeting at a church if we'd come in with a thankful heart and be thankful to him and bless his name. Amen. But most of the time, we come in, friend, with ingratitude in our heart of things that didn't matter, friend, suit well with us, or things that didn't happen well with us, and we live in that way without being thankful to God. Amen. As our brother G. Matthias said, anything above hell's a benefit. Amen. That's right. We aren't thankful people. We live in a spoiled day. Everybody thinks somebody owes them something. But Paul said, thanks be to God for his unspeakable gifts. He said, I won't thank God for that gift he gave me. It ought not never be a church service. Thank God if the man of God says, anybody got a word from the Lord, somebody will say, thank the Lord. Amen. Are you thankful tonight for the blessings God gives you? I'll answer your question, preacher. I'll ask you a question for you. When's the last time you told him? Are you thankful for the parents, young people, that God gave you? You thankful for the place to stay? Are you always unthankful? This didn't go your way. I didn't really like what daddy said to me. Oh, you all need to be thankful you got a daddy that says something to you.
Yes.
A lot of children out here running without any authority.
Right.
Hey, do you know what? Tonight, you boys, I tell any of you young people, let me tell you this tonight. The parents that's above you is an umbrella of grace and rest and blessing and authority that God put over you. Thank God. And you come out from underneath that. And I'm telling you what, you're walking in danger. That's right. Say, I'm my own person, do what I want to. You can. You can't do it in the blessing of God, though. Just realize, if you leave the place that you're unthankful with, because nobody that's thankful and content is going to leave the place that God's blessed them with. Thankful for the blessings of God. Thankful for my wife tonight, God give me. Thankful for my health. I can walk tonight. I can see tonight. I can hear tonight.
Amen.
I can speak tonight.
Amen.
I can rest tonight.
Yeah.
God helping me.
Amen.
I got health. That's from the Lord.
Right.
I understand, no, we got to put some effort into this thing and be better disciplined. But I'm telling you this, you can have everything in order that you think you ought to have in order. It's still from God, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
I see these old guys running the street, and God help, I don't want to get off and just kicking everything. But I saw a fellow up here running the other day. I was coming to church. He looked like about 60 years old, had gray hair and had short shorts on, running a little old pair of tennis shoes. It looked like he had a 2 gallon of oil on him. And I said, if that guy really knew how stupid he looked, he wouldn't do that.
Amen.
As old brother James Shaver said, he looked like he was riding an ostrich bareback.
Yeah.
I thank God for my health tonight.
Yeah.
I ain't figured all out yet. You know, the older you get, you can't do what you used to. But we still think we can.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Mm.
I told Brother Robert, and it's slower down now. You're not no young spring chicken no more. I thank God the Lord's enabled him to have some help. Ain't that right?
Amen.
I mean, Brother Joe, you fell off that ladder. You thought you could climb it. You never thought you'd fall off of it.
Never thought I'd fall.
No?
Amen.
We climbed it like we was 25.
I do.
That's right. I got on that ladder yesterday and I said, hold me down. I must spray this house off. I had that wand in my hand, that pressure washer. And I climbed that 8-foot ladder and got on top of it. And I never had a thought in my mind I was going to fall. Thank God I didn't. But I'm just saying, I'm glad I got help enough to do something.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you what, that's from the Lord. But when's the last time we bowed on our knees and just said, thank you, God, that I got some health and strength, that I might do the will of God, that I might enjoy life with it. Amen. You thankful for your church tonight?
Oh, yeah.
And that's the people. That ain't the building.
Amen.
I'm glad for the building, but the people's the church.
Right.
You don't go to the church. You are the church.
Amen.
The church goes to church. That's right. The church is the people of God. Are you thankful tonight? Are you thankful for your material gain? That don't become your God. That becomes a blessing that God gives you anything that you might enjoy life with. Huh? You thankful for your air conditioning in your car when it's about 90 degrees? You don't have to roll down your window and blow your wife's hair all over the place. See this? That's what I told my wife. I said, we got to keep this air conditioning going now. We rolled it down the truck there yesterday. Felt pretty good. I like it in natural air. But when it's about 95 and humid outside, I'll take the AC, won't you?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody right with me down with the window that rolled down, thank God. I said, what? Amen. I said, thank God they ain't got a car.
Amen.
You know, that car breaks down sometime, you know what we'll say? I'll tell you, this car ain't nothing but a bunch of trouble.
Yeah.
That's what we say. We don't say, thank God for the car He gave me. Thank God. It's everything we're geared so negative in our own self that we can't live a joyful life in God because we're so unthankful and discontent and murmur about everything. Amen. And we didn't get exactly like we wanted. And you know what? I just don't believe that pleases God too well. In fact, the Bible said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that them people in the Old Testament was an example to us, that their murmuring and their way of living, that my friend displeased God, and that's why they fell in the wilderness.
Right.
You say, preacher, I was going to call you. I got some things I need to talk about. I don't feel too good. I said, well, go ahead. I'll listen to you. I don't know if it's going to heal you. Everybody needs a lending ear, and I'm one of them. If you won't, thank God you men won't come talk. I need some men to talk to sometimes myself. I'll call them. And more than I'm going to tell you, just unload her heart off.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. I filled out, figured out, and found out that murmuring and all that kind of thing, they had just a thing about things, that probably ain't going to change. Unless we get our heart right to God and get to thanking God.
Amen.
Are you thankful for the material gain you have? You know, I was thinking about Brother Steve when I was coming to church. You know what that prodigal said? You thought about this? He said, my daddy's got bread and enough to spare. In other words, my daddy's got more bread than I can eat. I'd say you got more food in your house than you can eat too. Son, some of your freezers is packed so full, amen, and your cabinets is packed full, thank God for it. But I'll tell you what, brother, my father's got bread enough to spare, and I'm going to tell you tonight, thank God, we ought to thank him for what we have to eat, amen.
Yeah.
Why, that's right. You thankful for this great salvation. Why do men live so unthankful? I know people like that. They're never happy. It wouldn't matter if they lived in the best house, if there's such a thing. If they lived in the palace, they'd feel right. My old grandson one day, he was saying something to my wife. We got tickled at it. I don't know what he's talking about, complaining about a little something. He was probably, it's been 2 years ago, and I was getting in the car. I said, what's he griping about now? He got a kick in there. Hey, I guarantee you that the people that's discontent and dissatisfied, if you give them the best house they could have and give them thank God, I don't know what the best car is, but I tell you, you give them a BMW or whatever it is, boys, Lamborghini or whatever they call it, you give them the best they got, put them in the best SUV and say everything. I mean, praise God, it'll about drive for you. And they'll find something they didn't like about it. Yeah.
You're right. Wrong color.
That's right. They say the wrong color. Amen. They say, if you look at that door there, I mean, I don't believe all the paint prints as good as it ought to. You know what? It ain't what they have, it's what their heart says.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
You go home and you. Something dissatisfied you then, you say, bless God, you see how they acted toward us. Old Shimmy, I cursed David.
Sure did.
He said, just let him go. God must have wanted to cuss me.
Mm-hmm.
God took care of that.
He sure did.
Well, it's a whole lot better living content in God and His goodwill. Thank God, than trying to do it yourself and always being unthankful and thinking, boy, everybody's after me. Well, I think we need to change our thought pattern a little bit and get our hearts right with God, and we wouldn't live a life of so discontent and unthankful. I tell you today, friend, when men forget to thank God, they're dishonoring Him. You remember James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. No shadow of turning. think about it, every minute thing about you has been the blessing of God. Everything. Everything. When you say, I don't want to be what God made, that's what happened in Romans 1. They said, we can do it another way, God. We don't believe in you. We're not going to answer to you. We're unthankful anyway. We don't care. Thank God. We'll just go with the same sex. We'll do it in your eye, in your face. You know, your deity is identified by your worship. Mm-hmm. Amen. Do you know the Romans, they offered a blood sacrifice? And if they did not do it, it meant death. Why do you think they went to them Colosseums and killed Christians? Because they would not do it, because they knew who their one sacrifice was, that was Christ. And the ultimate thing of a degenerate life and a degenerate, my friend, a generation is that they change the glory of God. They don't think about God the way you do and I do. They look at anything's God. Amen. That's why they said that cow's God and that oxen help me's God. And everything becomes an idol to them and becomes self-worship. And that, therefore they give themselves up to a reprobate mind and God lets them alone. And they end up in sodomy and end up in a mess and an all-star with their own heart being unfaithful to the God of heaven and wouldn't worship Him. Amen. And that's all they pushing today, brother.
Yes, sir.
I'm so sick and tired, man, I could about fight right now over what some of the things go through my mind of this Islamic filth.
That's right.
And we can't say, now you ever heard of such a thing, friend? Thank God, even in the public today, let's have it a moment of silence. So that I can have silence wherever I want to have silence so I can get there. That ain't got nothing to do with God. We don't want to offend nobody to mention God and Jesus Christ and what the Word of God says. Amen. I tell you, if you don't, brother, you're ashamed of Him and He'll be ashamed of you. Thank God, I'm telling you, we ought to be thankful for Him tonight. I tell you, there's three things I want to say I'm thankful for and there's a whole lot more. But I'm thankful for Calvary. I'm thankful for the blood. I'm thankful He gave His life on the cross. Thank God that I can have life. There's only one Savior. There's only one Lord. There's only one way. There's only one door. And it's Him. The Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other way but Him tonight. And you better know Him. I'm thankful for that. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. I'm so narrow-minded that I don't want to get no nothing less. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. There's one way to heaven. That's through Christ and His cross. I thought about that little old woman. Thank God that got down and touched the hem of His garment. I was thinking about her today. I thought about she had to get pretty low to touch the hem.
Yes, she did.
She didn't tap Him on the shoulder, son. She had to get real low to touch His hem.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, if you're going to meet Him, you got to get real low.
Hey,
you don't go tap Him on the shoulder and say, Lord, I'm here. You get real low and say, if I can just touch His clothes, if I put my hand on His clothes, I shall be made whole.
Amen. Yes.
Thankful for His care tonight. He takes care of me. He does everything for me. Thank God He takes care of me. I'm in His hand. He takes care of me in His hand. I'm sealed until the day of redemption. I'll never be lost again. I'm one of His own.
Amen.
Thank God I'm His tonight.
Yes.
Everything about my life concerns Him. Everything about my life. Thank God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I mean everything about my life concerns Him. He's my Father. And He's a whole lot better Father. Thank God that any man can ever be. Amen.
Yes.
That's right.
Amen.
Lord, thank You for Your care. Amen. He loves me. Glad He cared for you, Sister Robinson. I'm glad of the good news. I like what the doctor told you. Said, Miss Robinson, you can rest now. No cancer.
Amen.
Clear. Thank God we'll have recess and shut her out. You know who done that? It was God. Amen. That's what it was. It's God. Amen. It's God. I said it's God.
Amen.
You know why? He cares.
Yeah. Amen.
God cares for his own sheep.
Amen.
He knows you, boy. He knows how many hairs on that head you got. He knows about that beard you're wearing. He knows what you're thinking right now.
Amen.
He cares.
Yeah.
Thank God I serve a God that cares.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
He cares for you. There's not anything He can't do for you.
Yeah.
He'll never have to look at anybody else and say, how about do that for him? Thank God He'll do it himself. He knows what to do.
Amen.
I like what Brother Joe said this morning. Never have thought about it. He said the Muslim religion has to defend their God.
Uh-huh.
Our God defends Himself.
Amen.
Amen. I like that. I serve a God don't have to have me.
Amen.
Amen. But thank God He chose me and brought me into the family of God. And that's that He cares. Amen. I thank Him that He cares tonight. Don't say this, I'm through. I thank Him for the cross. I thank Him for His care. I thank Him for His communion.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that He walks with me and talks with me. I thank God for His Word that He speaks to me. And I thank God for a prayer place I can speak to Him. And it's real. It's real. What a good God. In everything give thanks. I didn't say it was easy. God didn't tell you it's easy. But He did say it was right. And the psalmist said, be thankful unto Him. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth to all generations. That's right. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Only. Let's stand tonight.